You're listening to the People Over Profit podcast. Hi, I'm Justine Beauregard. Since 2008, I've been helping small businesses and entrepreneurs increase their income in ways that feel good to them. For decades, we've been led to believe that business is just a numbers game. But really, it's a relationships game. On this show, you'll learn what it takes to create more income without sacrificing your integrity or your joy to do it. With fresh takes on sales, marketing, and other growth-focused topics, you'll be able to lead your business or team to greater success by focusing on quality connections, not vanity metrics. If you believe in putting people first, you belong here. Now, let's spend some quality time together. Going from a more traditional work environment to working for myself was a pretty steep learning curve. There's so much that I never needed to think about when I was working for somebody else. And it didn't matter if I was working in the nonprofit that I worked for or the for-profit startups that I was in. I didn't realize how many things I didn't know until I was all on my own. It felt like I was sailing, but I had no support. And it was a lot in the beginning. You know, the winds are moving, the waves are going, and you're on this boat and you just need someone to tighten the sails or to grab the wheel, and you're doing all the things. Meanwhile, you have no idea how to sail. So you're learning how to do it and you're also doing it on your own. And it's hard. And what I found in working for myself, out of all of the skills that I've built over the past 10 years or so that I've had my business, is that there was one critical, overlooked skill, and that was the skill of leadership. And traditionally, I think we look at leaders as people who are essentially managing other people, right? We don't think of leadership as a self-activity. But it absolutely is. And there are so many different definitions of leadership out there. But I think my favorite one is from Simon Sinek. Surprise, surprise, I love him as an author. And that is to assist others to be as successful as they can possibly be. The only edit I would make to that is to assist yourself and others to be as successful as they can possibly be. So I don't have employees. I use freelancers to fill in gaps as I need them to. And this is very different from having people on your payroll, legally and otherwise. So naturally, leadership looks a little different for me. And so if you're in the same boat where you don't necessarily lead teams of people or have a huge company with lots of different employees and team structured things going on, then I think this episode is going to change your life. I know that's a bold statement, but it has completely changed my business. Once I started doing this, my revenue skyrocketed. I went from feast and famine cycles every month to consistently hitting six figures a year with so much less effort. And more importantly, I became happier in my career, working for myself, feeling supported, feeling joyful, feeling clear, feeling led. So today, I'm going to share this two-part exercise that I do with myself, and I do my very best to do this on a quarterly basis, but I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes it's not that easy to find the time in your schedule. Sometimes you're in a little bit of a busier schedule or an off schedule, and so I do my best by putting it on my calendar and making it a priority, and sometimes it will happen every 3 months, and sometimes it'll happen every four, but I really try to get to it at least two times a year. That's my non-negotiable. And this ensures my success as a leader, which effectively ensures my success as a business. So I call this my employee-employer evaluation. And it is effectively an assessment of my leadership as an employer and self-leadership as an employee. And I'm going to walk you through the specific questions that I ask myself when I do these evaluations. But I also created a form for this that I use, because to me, it's easier to fill it out, have a record of it, save it with the date at the end so I remember when I did it, so I can track progress and I can see the evolution of myself as an employer and an employee. So if you want a visual or if you want something like that to support you, just shoot me an email, justine@justinebeauregard.com, or find me on Instagram at justinebeauregardcoach and send me a DM asking for this PDF. Just say the word eval and I will send you the PDF that I use and you can use it in your business if it's helpful. And just as a reminder, you can also just keep listening to this episode and you can effectively create your own, okay? Think of this as a framework. I want you to change whatever questions, criteria, parts of the process do not fit you 100% to make them fit you, because this evaluation is for you. So I'm sharing what I do and the questions I ask and the things that are important to me and my brand, but it's certainly not a one-size-fits-all type of activity. So I also want you to know that when I started doing these evaluations, they were nowhere near as robust as what I'm going to share with you today. I simply started this because I felt like I was floundering and I just started asking myself, how are things going? Where can I improve? And then I started thinking, as an employee, these are the things that I can improve. But as an employer, how am I supporting myself to improve those things? And naturally, this sort of progressed and grew and evolved over time. And so I only ask these deeper questions now because I've asked so many questions along the way and I continue to build on this as I've continued to do it. And so going through this exercise, I'm used to it. So it doesn't take me as long. I'm used to my process for reflecting on these questions. And so if it takes you a little bit longer to do the first time, just know that you will get more efficient with it. You will get better at it. It will feel easier to you over time and things will change for you over time. So it's not going to be set in stone and it's probably going to evolve and grow with you, which is a great thing. You actually want that to happen. So let's dive into the questions. We're going to start with the employer side of the equation. So the first thing I do is rate myself overall as an employer on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being I need significant improvement, 10 being I'm doing an exceptional job. And as you answer all of these questions, I want you to really be honest with yourself. This is just for you. And I know it's hard, but really think, are you doing an exceptional job overall as an employer, which means in all areas? Be honest with the rating that you give yourself because it's going to help you see where you can improve and grow and be better. That's the whole point of this. It's not to make yourself feel good. It is to be truthful to yourself so that you can see any gaps, and appreciate how far you've come. Sometimes when I fill this out, I am a 10. I am doing an exceptional job and I am loving everything about what I've done. Sometimes I am a 2. And very often, I'm not at either end of the spectrum. I'm kind of between like a 4 and an 8. Once you rate yourself overall, I want you to establish a set of criteria that you believe contribute directly to your success as an employer, and then rate yourself in each category on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 being, I never do this. 10 being, I do this often. So I personally use the following categories. Do I set goals that energize me? Align my actions with the goals I set? Document processes for efficiency? Celebrate personal and company wins. Set clear expectations with instructions. Evaluate performance and track key performance indicators. Use formal contracts and job descriptions. Provide breaks and personal time off. Use supportive, encouraging language. Allocate 20% of my time to creativity. Recognize my strengths and weaknesses. And hire supportive roles as needed. Now, when you're done with your rating scales, it's time to reflect and go a little bit deeper from the perspective of you still as the employer, but with the employee in mind. So in what ways am I supporting myself to do my job well right now? And in what ways am I failing to support myself in my job right now? Then I list at least one skill that I either want to learn or uplevel and a resource I think can help. And then I ask, what do I believe that I need right now to be even more successful? I ask myself what my budget is for continued education and learning and where I'm going to spend it this quarter. And finally, I ask, what are those key performance indicators that I am committing to track on a regular basis? And those can be as simple as revenue or profit, joy, energy, clarity, or as complex as customer lifetime value, the length of my sales cycles, my close rates, things like that. So once you've wrapped up the employer side, we're going to shift to the employee side. You're going to do the same thing that you did with the employer side and rate yourself overall as an employee on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being I need significant improvement, 10 being I'm doing an exceptional job. Then you want to establish a set of skills that you believe contribute to your success as an employee, and then rate yourself in each category on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 being doing poor and 5 being doing great. And again, I'm going to share the categories that I came up with for my own business, things that I value and find important. And I encourage you to find the categories either within this list or in addition to this list or instead of this list that feel important to you to measure. So for me, these look like arrives on time, dresses appropriately, is open to new ideas, is energized and focused, communicates clearly, proactively solves problems, pays attention to detail, is willing to be vulnerable, hits goals consistently, asks for help or support, that's a big one, cares about the work, and likes to learn and grow. And the same as the employer evaluation, you're going to move into deeper reflective questions when you're done with your rating scales. And I like to answer these as the employee, but with the employer in mind. Because some of the things that we would ask for, we may not necessarily be able to give ourselves from an employer standpoint. So we just want to be mindful of what we can actually do to make positive forward momentum and progress. So the first question is, what's one specific thing I can do to improve my weakest ratings? The next one is, what are my greatest strengths as an employee right now? The third one is, what feels the most energizing to me about my job right now and why? The fourth one is, what are some specific skills gaps or weaknesses that I'm noticing in myself right now? The next one is, what do I believe I need right now to be even more successful? And the last one is, if I'm being honest, what is my current employee status? And this could look like I'm due for a promotion or a raise. I'm at risk to be fired. I have answered that one before. Or maybe I have solid performance, but no raise this year. So just kind of looking at that, those are just some examples. You could have something else as an answer to that question. But the key is really to review where you're at so that you can change your behaviors and the actions that you're taking to support you with where you want to go as an employee. And so if you want a raise this year, what do you need to do to get it? And maybe you even develop an incentive plan for yourself that if I hit these goals, this is what I'm going to reward myself with. Or if I achieve these specific metrics, then I'm going to give myself this bonus or bump or whatever. Maybe it's that you've wanted to book a vacation or take a week off, or maybe you've wanted to raise your prices, but you're not quite there yet. Or maybe you've been dying to outsource a rebrand of your website or something, and you're so excited, but it's really expensive. So you want to build to that. Whatever it is, think about it. Think about how you can incent yourself to improve your scores by the time you do this again. And so once you've completed this evaluation, I want you to spend that time reflecting on your answers, reassessing your game plan moving forward, and then most importantly, marking down a time in your calendar that's 3 to 4 months out so you can check on your progress, so you can do this again. And it doesn't have to be this specific activity. It could just be as simple as check in on how I'm doing. Go into my Stripe dashboard and see what my revenue is. Take a look at some of the things that I've been doing that have been on my calendar and just make sure that those things still align with my core values and what I want to do and the direction my business is going. It doesn't have to be this involved, but I think just taking the time to sit down, to reflect, to come up with a very light plan, to incent yourself, to dream up something different, to break yourself from just that status quo, that norm of logging in and doing the same 20 things every single week and not really shaking things up or questioning anything or challenging yourself. This is really the value of this exercise, is that pause and disruption to your routines. It is that time to think differently about your business. So I hope that you try this out, some form of this week. And if you do, I would love to hear about it. And if you thought this episode was helpful, I hope that you share it and that you rate it and review the podcast, because that's only going to help more people who are doing the work and showing up with the right intentions, find this show and do these activities and level up alongside you. You are doing the world a favor. I know that sounds crazy, but it's so true. We are all rising tides. And when we rise together, we are more powerful, we are more capable, and we make the world a better place. I really believe that. So I appreciate you, and I hope you have the most incredible week. And again, if you want a copy of that PDF, just send me an email, send me a DM, and I will send it right to you. Have an amazing week. If you found this episode helpful, hit the subscribe button. And if you haven't yet, please rate and review the show. I appreciate your honest feedback. Plus, it helps more people find this content so they can grow their businesses by putting people first too. And if you have any questions or ideas for future episodes, send them to justine@justinebeauregard.com. I can't wait to hear from you, and I'll see you next week.